six witches that are in our church. And you know what's strange? Three of you are in this room right now. We got your first name. We got your last name. We even got an address for one of you. You so much as cough wrong, and I'll expose you in front of everybody in this tent, you stinking witch.
LT's Trash is presented by Mortgage Right. Mortgages done the right way.
Hey, we all need a little help sometimes, and our friends at Mortgage Right ready to lend a hand. Mortgage Right's down payment assistance program gives you the option to purchase a new home without coming out of pocket for a down payment. Their team of mortgage experts always ready to offer their time, tips, and tools to help move you in with confidence and no money down. Take advantage of this home buying benefit. Visit MortgageRight.com/TNR, NMLS 2239. So the Eagles, I don't know if you guys have ever seen them in concert. I have not.
I've never seen the Eagles. I'd like to see the Eagles, but it's too late now.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind seeing the Eagles.
Glenn Frey's dead.
Just because, yeah, it would have been better with Glenn Frey. Yep. Anyway, they were playing at Hyde Park over the pond a couple of nights ago, and this occurs during an Eagles show.
It's a brawl. I mean, how do you fight during an Eagles show?
No, the ironic thing, look at what was playing.
Take it easy.
Yeah.
Not taking it easy.
Yes. This is one big dude with the Eagle shirt on, the guy in the black t-shirt.
You're doing the opposite.
He takes two security guards down.
Wow.
Yep.
I can't tell you why.
No.
He was living life in the fast lane.
He was.
Yeah, he had to go back to his hotel in California.
Oh, boo.
He needs to get over it.
Oh, I really wish he'd give you the best of my love.
Well, he's going to be up all night now.
That guy got put right on his desperado.
Probably another tequila sunrise after that one, right? Okay, I'm done. We've got an Ohio woman paid a thief to steal her car from an auto body shop because she didn't want to pay the $3,500 she owed for the repairs. Mm. How much do you think the thief would charge her to steal a car?
I mean,
I've always gone risk versus reward.
Yeah. How much is the repairs?
$3,500.
I don't think she probably said steal the car. Things like, hey, for $30, will you move that car over there? Here's the keys.
Okay. I'll do that for $30. Okay, thank you.
Rockstar just gave it away. Keytoville, the owner of Keytoo's Auto Group in Cincinnati, says 28-year-old Torella Lewis, who you see right there if you're actually watching the next round, brought her car in for repairs, but when it came time to pay, she didn't have the money. The cost was also subject to rise without payment as Lewis risked accumulating additional storage fees while her car just hung out at Veal's shop. Veal said he offered to help her by moving the car to a secondary location where it remained parked while she worked things out. He said, quote, I put it on the street right here for maybe 10 minutes. Then I went into the side of the building. I was walking into the building. I hear the alarm go off like the chirp of the alarm. So I turn around and saw a guy running to get into her front seat. Now, police claimed in an affidavit that Lewis gave the suspect the key to the car and paid him $30 so she could steal it, or he could steal it without avoiding the repair cost. Now, here's the interesting thing. Surveillance, I don't know. Do you have the video?
I don't, but I don't understand how you... My car's stolen. I'm eventually going to get it back. Does that do it on repairs?
Yeah, I don't think you're going to get out of the repair bill. They've done the work, whether it got stolen or not.
I don't think she really thought this through. But surveillance video showed Veal jogging to the entrance, stood directly in front of the car, says he told the person to get out, but the driver then accelerated into him.
Oh.
He's really worth the $30. Yeah. And he was dragged down Central Avenue.
Yeah.
Veal said, quote, it was definitely an experience while on the ride. Once he hit the brakes, that's when the hard part kicked in. My back still hurts from it. By the way, she's being held on $10,000 bail.
Does he get the money, you think?
I do not think he will get the money.
It's going to be rough.
He'll probably get to keep the car.
It's newly repaired.
Yeah, it's true.
So a house listed last week in the northwest Ohio town of Salina gives new meaning to the phrase jailhouse. Oh. The property featured on Zillow Gone Wild listing.
That is a fun website, by the way. Zillow Gone Wild or Twitter handle, whatever it is.
Of unusual homes includes two jail cells complete with beds that allegedly once housed gangster John Dillinger.
Oh, interesting.
That's not the only thing unusual about the home, which includes four bedrooms, five bathrooms. It's 6,500 square feet, among other features, indoor pool, a sauna, a grotto-style hot tub, and a pub.
Look how wide those chairs are at the dinner table.
No doubt.
In the den. So you see this, and like look to there. You're going to see the next picture is just to the right in this room. Just to the right of this room
is the pool and a jail.
The jail cells.
What's up with that?
It's just a conversation piece,
boy,
right?
Well, you think about it, if that's a bachelor pad and you bring a chick home for the night, she sees that. Is she running out the door?
Tap out. Yep.
Speaking of a hotel you're checking in and not checking out of.
I do like that setup, though. I don't like indoor pools at all, but look at the bar right by it.
That's not bad. Yeah,
but how does that smell from that pool not get into that house?
It's like we converted our parking garage into a pool.
Yeah, if you go into any pool, indoor pool, the smell of chlorine just knocks you.
I do like the slide doors, the little barn doors.
But now, let me ask you, like, if you do a saltwater pool inside?
I don't know. I don't know anybody that's done it.
I don't either. So I suppose you can't? I don't know.
I can find out.
Does it just smell like salt?
I do like the gels, though. The more I see it, the more I like
it. That's a cool conversation piece. Kids would like playing in it.
Yep. All right, kids, time for lockup.
Till you lose the key.
Well, you know, you always have extras.
I guess you could play Old Wild West and, like, have the keys on the wall.
Yeah.
And, you know, use your belt, try to pull them off.
Lift them off.
Yeah. Sounds like a Mayberry episode.
Hours and hours of fun there. Okay, each year, the Uber Lost and Found Index provides a snapshot of riders' most commonly forgotten and most unique lost items.
Number one has to be the phone.
The top five most forgotten items: headphones, purse, keys, wallet, and phone. I have left my phone in one Uber before.
Oh, no. How'd you get it back?
The crazy thing, he was a deaf Uber driver.
Well, he couldn't hear your phone ringing. How did you get it back?
No doubt. He just happened to notice. I mean, I was calling and calling and calling nonstop. Yeah. And like 30 minutes later, he showed back up. But I cannot make that up. He was a deaf Uber driver, huh? Yeah. The one I left my phone in.
That is fascinating.
That would have been a Dunaway move, right?
Yeah. It would have been, yes.
The top five most forgetful cities: Dallas, Indianapolis, Houston, Charlotte, and Austin.
See, I thought you left something in Dallas. Is that where you lost your phone when we were there for the Michigan State game? No?
Nope. It was here in Birmingham. Some of the most unique forgotten items: tater tots.
Oh, I forgot my tater tots.
Damn it, I don't have my tots.
A blanket that says, "Life is tough, but so are you."
That's right.
Grandmother's teeth.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
An employee of the month plaque. A breathalyzer. At least they knew their limitations.
That's right. Get the Uber.
10 pounds of hamburger meat.
Oh, how did that smell the next morning?
A stethoscope and a gag ball.
Oh.
Those are together, by the way.
The stethoscope and the gag ball?
Yeah, those were left together.
Oh, wow.
Can't play doctor without a stethoscope.
Yeah. You're getting one of these tonight, so I don't know what you're getting.
Stethoscope, and then you go, now say ah.
Jeez.
And a video shared in July 2020, former hostess Julia Carol Ann decided to spill the beans about celebrities she had met while working at a, quote, fancy Manhattan restaurant. Okay. Now, in a TikTok rating celebrities, including Hailey Bieber, the Hadid sisters.
She looks like a Jenner to me. I mean, a Kardashian.
We'll get to the Kardashians here in a second. Julia highlighted a not-so-positive experience with the youngest Jenner sibling. Turns out that the very rich Kylie Jenner is apparently extremely stingy.
Oh, no.
Now, she was fine, quote, but she tipped $20 on a $500 bill, Julia alleged.
I would think.
Is this
Kylie Jenner I'm looking at, or is this the waitress?
That's Kylie.
Oh, okay.
That's Kylie Jenner.
She's the brunette in the family, the dark-haired one.
Do with that information what you will, she went on to say. As a result, she rated Kylie a 2 out of a 10 customer. Diners in America are encouraged to leave tips ranging from 15 to 20%, which would have been $100 on that check. Instead, she tipped a whole 4%. Also faring badly in her ratings was Hailey Bieber, who scored a 3.5 out of 10 for not being nice during several interactions. The Hadid sisters, however, were super polite and friendly with the staff, gaining them a 10 out of 10.
Is the Bieber girl, is that Justin's wife?
Okay. Yeah, it's Alec Baldwin's daughter.
Okay.
Now, in part two of the TikTok tea spilling, Julia also scored Kylie's sister, Kendall Jenner, poorly. She got a 4 out of 10 for being, quote, cold towards the staff and having someone speak for her.
Can you imagine being...
Would you tell them what I want to
do? That off track, that you have someone speak, he speaks for me.
Well, what if it was like this, like... Brown would be giving the order to the waitress, but I would tell Brown, and the waitress is standing right there, would you please tell her I'd like a burger, French fries?
Don't speak directly to Mr. Dunaway.
Yeah. And then Brown translates it right. Not translate, just says it right to her.
Beyonce,
the jerk here will have a burger and fries.
He's not going to like it.
Beyonce got a 100,000 out of 10 for being extremely polite.
Queen B, man. Can't be Queen B.
Time for the final story?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay.
Up to 5,000 guests could one day find themselves soaring through the skies in a luxury onboard nuclear-powered flying hotel.
I do not want to be on that thing as it takes off, though.
Look at the planes beside it.
I know. This thing is massive. It's like a cruise ship. It is. It's a cruise ship in the sky.
It's even designed like one.
Yeah.
But boy, if that thing crashes.
20 engines?
I mean, that's going to leave a canyon.
It is. So, instead of lifeboats, do they just have a ton of parachutes in case it goes to crap?
I'll give you the details I've got. So, it's got 20 engines powered by nuclear fusion, and it's designed to never to land. I'm confused.
Well, how do I get off?
Hey, you're living there.
Conventional
now,
airliners would ferry passengers to and from the sky crews, and even running repairs would be carried out in flight.
So there's some sort of docking mechanism where I fly up to a dock and
boy, you'll never see me on this thing.
Not a chance.
I don't think it really exists.
You haven't seen the rooms yet.
Now, the video promises restaurants, giant shopping mall in the sky, as well as gyms, theaters, even a swimming pool.
Guys, this thing doesn't exist.
I've seen photos.
These are draw-ups of this is what we're trying to work on. I'm not saying they exist yet, but this is what we're working on.
Yeah, no thank you.
All right, that's Trash Today, brought to you by
our friends at Mortgage Right. If you are in the housing market, you need to check out Mortgage Right. Guys that have been with us since day one, they put the M in mastery when it comes to purchasing a new home. So let them make home ownership a possibility for you. Landing a mortgage, priority number one when you want to buy a home. And with Mortgage Right, it doesn't have to be a hassle. They will give you the tools, information, and expert help to make home ownership happen. If you've been thinking about purchasing a new home, now is the time to act. Visit MortgageRight.com/TNR.